Hello, everyone, and welcome to the draft round recording of the Winter Workshop Contest. For the most part, I'm going to attempt, let's hope, to keep the comments in this one on the more constructive side of things. You obviously have until next weekend to take into account these suggestions and modify your work and resubmit it for a final score. Those who haven't submitted anything yet are welcome to submit things. You will just not get the benefit of this recording. So now I'm going to scroll through my little comments and hopefully give you ladies and gentlemen all you need to tweak your stuff into gloriousness. So I'll start with Aphrodite. I think Ash found this piece quaint. I don't know. But in my opinion, it needs more. I think my big issue with this poem is that it didn't prod anything within me. You know, it just kind of was there. It's a really small poem. I need to be packed with imagery, and I think the only line that did that for me was the lighthouse beacons intersect and shatter line. I think that's the one line in your entire poem that to me was the best. And the rest of it was kind of weak. So I think you need to go back and put more in it. You know, I don't want to say go over the top, but that's kind of what I want. I mean, for a poem of that length, it needs to be dripping, oozing with words, strong, impacting words that make me get sucked into the poem. I think that's why I like shatter. That's a good word to just evoke emotion. The other thing that you have to be careful with is I think your third line kind of breaks the rhythm in terms of syllables. I think your fifth line was broken in a weak place. I'm the type of guy that likes line breaks that have meaning, you know? Well, not really meaning, but they're there, and they're unobtrusive. They kind of fall in that crack where you can have a line break without kind of just being like, oh, this sentence would be really long if I put it on one line, you know? Put it in a spot where it doesn't crack that rhythm you have. I think there are places where you can do that. Like, if you want to emphasize a point, that's a good spot to say, hey, I'm going to screw this rhythm and the rest of you can suck it. So I think what you need to do is you need to go back and you need to plug some imagery into this thing, because right now it kind of is a one-liner and I need more. Elise, I hope that is how you pronounce your name. If it's not, then I'm sorry. But I'll be honest with you, I stopped reading this one after three lines. Your opener needs to draw readers into your story, and with the second sentence being a run-on, I can tell that you need a lot more work to master the grammatical points of English. So really, I'm going to say, pick up some of those old school books. Try to find an old copy of like Writer's Ink or Writer's 2000. The new ones kind of are weak sauce, but the old ones are better. You know, the Little Brown Book of Grammar, because it's apparent to me that you need like the basics. You also need to include description in your sentences. He shot like a badass is the best example. This was my, you know, this was the point where I was like, okay, I can't salvage this one. Because what does that mean? You know, you have to put some things into your right, and once you do, you'll find vast improvement. The other big issue is that I do check these for plagiarism, and this came up as one of the pieces on fanfiction.net. And really the only change is that it was like a Naruto fanfic, and all of the characters were replaced with your characters. And now I don't know if that's you, and you just modified an older piece to plug into this contest. If that is the case, then you absolutely need some way to show me that this is your work, because I do report people for plagiarism, and you know, and aside from that, if it is, I don't know why you'd modify a Naruto fanfic It just doesn't work. Rye. I have to scroll through. You have a longer piece, and I have to get to the end of my for my comments. Comments of power. Dashes generally fall into the realm of commas and not periods. You have comma splices and fragments, and that can drive a judge nuts. But it seems to me that you want to put meat on your sentences. You just need to tweak the grammar work a little bit. So, you know, maybe I would also say for you, go and try to look up, you know, those grammar books from old school. They tend to help a lot. Your dialogue is also quite weak in comparison to your other elements. But the big thing for me is that this piece just did not keep me enthused. It didn't keep me entertained. After reading through a page or so, I was just like, there's nothing here to keep me in. You have all these sentences that don't really need to be there, and in the end it just pushes the reader away. So I think what you need to do is you need to go back and look over this piece and say, what message am I trying to get across with this? And how can I write something that gets to that message yet keeps people entertained at the same time? And that's where I'm at right now. Fluffy layout. You know, I think this was another one of those pieces where I was kind of in a disagreement with Ash. Not really, but I think I'm going to give you more street cred. You had a few grammatical issues with this. You have some comma splices and some misplaced words that pop out. But this was like the first story that I actually read all the way through. And was like, okay, there's a message here that could be taken to the next level. So another read-through wouldn't hurt. Try to boost your opening sentence. That short sentence stuff is a good style to have, but it has its place in its time. So if you want to use it, at least make sure the first line of your work is more attention-grabbing. You absolutely need that attention-grabbing, or else the reader will be forced to keep going, and generally that detaches a reader from the rest of the work. Also, you kind of do the comma-so thing. You know, that's not... No, so is not a conjunction. Don't use it like that. And you also have a tendency to end with prepositions, which is, you know, not really grammatically correct, but people do it anyway because it's how we speak. So you have to take your writing above, you know, lingual slang, I guess, is a good way of saying it. How we talk. How we talk is not really the way we should write. But I will agree with Ash in the sense that you could really, really bolster the story to the point where it was far more entertaining. You know, there was a little bit more grit to it. I think that's what you need to do. Oh my god, I just figured out that Monica Loves You was Monica Loves You. I don't know, for a minute there I was reading it and like, is this some sort of Romanian word? But anyway, Monica Loves You. You are next. And I have to scroll through your stuff too, because you have a long one. Try to watch word repetition. I saw a few paragraphs where you use the same word like two or three times. And, you know, to some extent that's okay, but I would kind of go through a thesaurus and try to plug some synonyms in there, vary that vocabulary. After a while, it gets irritating. And trust me, because I just got through episode 9 of MC, and I hit Control F, and I searched a word that I thought I overused, and I found it used like 90 times in 45 pages. That's ridiculous, so I cut half of them out. You know, you need to be thinking on this level as well. I also noticed that you use so to mean like very, you know, like that's so much sort of thing. And that's technically not correct, so you might want to tweak those sentences out. Also, you have this rhyme thing in your sentences early on that just came across as corny to me. I just read it and I'm like, oh, painful. It seems to me that you know how to write at a decent level. So I'm not going to attack the grammar style thing any more than I have, because it seems that you have the basic elements down. The real problem for me is the story itself. And this story just screamed to me, Jane Austen. It's the 21st century equivalent of Jane Austen. And a lot of people look at Jane Austen and they go, this is wonderful, and I am the exact opposite. It's just not enticing. You have a bunch of words. They come on the page together. They're grouped nicely. You write well. All this stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm not left with a lasting message. And I'm not left with a reason to, let's say, call up Ash and be, hey, Ash, I read this awesome story. It's really entertaining. I think you should check it out. So it seems to me like you have started the finer points of the English language, but you haven't developed this story into something that is really all that entertaining or all that lasting. Never screw it. I was going to attempt to say Ashuri, but screw it. I am absolutely with Ash on this one. The first two stanzas are great, scrap the rest. And I Am Forced really fits the last stanzas nicely. And we see it a lot from you. You start off with wonderful strings of words that have impact, but by the end it fades. And I was thinking about it because I'm like, why does this always happen? And I think this is my theory, I guess, my hypothesis, is that you write with the same intensity throughout your piece. You know, you start off and you impact the audience, it's powerful, but then you just keep it there. And you think, this is great, but it's all the way through. And by the time we get the first few stanzas out of the way, and we get to the last ones, you haven't upped the intensity, so it makes it seem like it's a fade. And I kind of tried an experiment. I just took your last stanzas, and I just read them without reading the first ones. And I was like, well, okay, I can actually see the intensity still being there. But your writing tends to be like a drug, you know, it's a stylistic drug. Up it. Continue to up it. You know, you need to up the dose. Make it even more brutal. You know, I wouldn't be displeased if, let's say, this person was agonizingly dissolving away while trying to escape the color. Make it ridiculous. Make it ridiculous in an elegant way, but make it fucking ridiculous. Converse controversy. Get rid of the parenthetical statement because it didn't do anything. To me, this poem comes across as incomplete. It's like a musical piece that hits the seventh but doesn't resolve the tonic. You know, dive into the nightmares that you speak of in your last stanza. Don't leave me hanging. You know, you put the primer on the canvas, but then you didn't actually paint the picture. You know, go into it. Smash it. Just, you know, get gritty. Get dirty. Make it ugly in a beautiful way. That's so weird to say, but really, do it. Just do it. Who cares? There's nothing to lose. Just own it. I'd also look over the line breaks. You know, I mentioned this before, how I like line breaks being placed with meaning and placed in spots that don't damage the rhythm of the work. And, you know, you definitely don't do it often, but, you know, there were a few that in my mind deserve some attention. You know, another read-through probably wouldn't hurt you very much. So, you know, whatever. It's hard because this is all a very subjective thing. So what I say and how I read might not even be the way that, well, it's not might, it definitely isn't the way that anyone else reads. So this is more of a message from everyone. You know, this is just how it works. You know, this is why obviously no one pays anything to be in this contest, because everything is subjective anyway. So I hope that helps. We shall see how everything goes. I've made a recording. It is good. I will post up the total scores as they stand right now so you can see them. And then it is up to you if you want to spend this week modifying and editing this piece. If you do, you can resubmit it into the thread. and we will reevaluate it. At that point, though, the comments are not going to be as nice or whatever. You know, ones that we had trouble reading won't get the, you know, I had trouble reading through this. It will pretty much turn into more brutal comments. So I would say if we give you suggestions, it is a very wise idea to use them. If you don't use them, your score will stand now, and that will be the end of it. So that's really all I got. I will see you all in a week, hopefully. So get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!